Welcome to the Maronite Podcast. This is a daily reading of the prayers of the faithful or divine office for the Maronite Church. This podcast is brought to you by Father Armando Alcuri, Administrator of Centrafrica Maronite Mission in Denver, Colorado, and Chris Pond. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as we begin and until we conclude. May mercy and compassion be put forth upon us in this world and the next. O Lord our God, to you be glory forever. Amen. Lord our God, make us worthy of your dawn that does not pass away, of your light that never dims, and of your eternal kingdom with the saints who have labored in your vineyard from morning until night. To you be glory now and forever. Amen. Peace be with the Church and her children.
Glory to God in the highest, in peace on earth, and goodwill to all. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Glorify him, all you peoples. For steadfast is his mercy toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever, in peace on earth, in goodwill to all. Lord, have mercy on us and save us. Our Lord and Creator, we adore you at all times, especially now at dawn when you have awakened us from sleep that we might praise you. Grant us to stand at your right hand at your great dawn to receive the life of happiness, and with joyful hearts we shall give you glory and thanksgiving, now and forever. Amen.
But I, because of your abundant kindness, will enter your house. I will worship at your holy temple. Hearken to my words, O Lord, attend to my sighing. Heed my call for help, my King and my God. To you I pray, O Lord. At dawn you hear my voice. At dawn I bring my plea expectantly before you. For you, O God, delight not in wickedness. No evil man remains with you. The arrogant may not stand in your side. You hate all evildoers. You destroy all who speak falsehood. The bloodthirsty and the deceitful the Lord abhors. But I, because of your abundant kindness, will enter your house. I will worship at your holy temple in fear of you, O Lord. Because of my enemies, guide me in your justice. Make straight your way before me. For in their mouth there is no sincerity, their heart teems with treacheries. Their throat is an open grave, they flatter with their tongue. Punish them, O God, let them fall by their own devices. For their many sins cast them out, because they have rebelled against you. But let all who take refuge in you be glad and exult forever. Protect them, that you may be the joy of those who love your name. For you, O Lord, bless the just man. You surround him with the shield of your goodwill. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. But I, because of your abundant kindness, will enter your house. I will worship at your holy temple.
Lord, have mercy on us and save us. Glory to you, light of truth and star of glory. The radiance of your splendor dispels darkness from our minds and hearts. O Lord, grant that in praising you we may be enlightened, find our joy in you, and recognize you as the giver of that light which dispels darkness and creates morning. O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, whom all creatures must adore, to you be glory forever. Amen.
The light of the just and joy of the upright is Christ Jesus our Lord. Begotten of the Father, he manifested himself to us. He came to rescue us from darkness and to fill us with the radiance of his light. Day is dawning upon us. The power of darkness is fading away. From the true light, there arises for us the light which illumines our darkened eyes. His glory shines upon the world and enlightens the very depths of the abyss. Death is annihilated, night has vanished, and the gates of Sheol are broken. Creatures lying in darkness from ancient times are clothed in light. The dead arise from the dust and sing because they have a Savior. He brings salvation and grants us life. He ascends to his Father on high. He will return in glorious splendor and shed his light on those gazing upon him. Our King comes in majestic glory. Let us light our lamps and go forth to meet him. Let us find our joy in him, for he has found joy in us. He will indeed rejoice us with his marvelous light. Let us glorify the majesty of the Son and give thanks to the Almighty Father, who, in an outpouring of love, sent him to us to fill us with hope and salvation. When he manifests himself, the saints awaiting him in weariness and sorrow will go forth to meet him with lighted lamps. The angels and guardians of heaven will rejoice in the glory of the just and upright people of earth. Together, crowned with victory, they will sing hymns and psalms. Stand up then and be ready. Give thanks to our King and Savior, who will come in great glory to gladden us with his marvelous light in his kingdom. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Lord, have mercy on us and save us. O Lord, guard our thoughts from the errors of this troubled world, and awaken spiritual life within us, through meditation on your life-giving commandments. Thus, with enlightened thoughts, the reflections of your grace, our hearts will be purified of vain endeavors, and we shall glorify you in the holy temple of your majesty, now and forever. Amen.
Alleluia. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all you his angels. Praise him, all you his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He established them forever and ever. He gave them a duty which shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters in all depths. Fire and hail, snow and mist, storm winds that fulfill his word. You mountains and all you hills, you fruit trees and all you cedars, you wild beasts and all tame animals, you creeping things and you winged fowl. Let the kings of the earth and all peoples, the princes and all the judges of the earth, young men too and maidens, old men and boys, praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His majesty is above earth and heaven, and he has lifted up the horn of his people. Be this his praise from all his faithful ones, from the children of Israel, the people close to him. Alleluia.
Alleluia. Sing to the Lord a new song of praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel be glad in their Maker. Let the children of Zion rejoice in their King. Let them praise his name in the festive dance. Let them sing praise to him with timbrel and harp. For the Lord loves his people, and he adorns the lowly with victory. Let the faithful exult in glory. Let them sing joy upon their couches. Let the high praises of God be in their throats. Alleluia. Alleluia. Praise the Lord in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his strength. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him for his sovereign majesty. Praise him with the blast of the trumpet. Praise him with lyre and harp. Praise him with timbrel and dance. Praise him with strings and pipe. Praise him with sounding cymbals. Praise him with clanging cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Alleluia. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Glorify him, all you peoples. For steadfast is his mercy toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Praise, glory, and honor to the one who created all things through his word. He established all in his wisdom and stretched forth the heavens. By his skill, he dispelled the darkness from the surface of the abyss and filled the waters with living creatures. To him is due glory and honor this morning and all the days of our lives, now and forever. Amen. Lord, we beg and implore you, through this incense which we offer you in our lowliness, pardon your servants who have knowingly or unknowingly sinned and done evil in your sight. Pardon the faults of those who have believed and confessed your only beloved Son, Christ Jesus our Lord. We ask you especially to forgive your servants who bow down before you and beg pardon and remission of their sins and faults. Lord, all-powerful God, forgive them in your goodness through the intercession of the angels and the faithful who have been pleasing to you in word and deed. May your mercy and forgiveness be upon us and upon them, and we shall give glory to you, your only Son, and your Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
Holy are you, O God. In your compassion you have given life to our sinful nature. Holy are you, O strong one. In your love you have cleansed us of our blemishes and washed them away in your compassion. Holy are you, O immortal one. You have given us life and washed away our iniquity. Glory to you because of your love for us. Through your mercy, sinners have obtained the forgiveness of their sins. They adore you unceasingly. Lord, grant forgiveness to all sinners who beg you, in your goodness, to pardon their faults. Make us worthy to stand at your right hand and to glorify your grace forever.
Kind and merciful Lord, we ask that the fragrance of this incense be pleasing to you and obtain for us the forgiveness of sins, the pardon of faults, blessings upon the harvest, compassion for the baptized, peace for the nations, safety for the church and the protection of her children. May your name be praised now and forever. Amen.
Lord of light, your light has shone upon your creatures and dispelled the deadly darkness of unbelief. Lord of light, remember your church which you have upheld and dispel from her the deadly darkness of unbelief. O Jesus, your flock implores you amid their sufferings and tears. In your kindness, deliver them from the evils that surround them.
A reading from the prophet Daniel. As I watched, thrones were set up, and the Ancient One took his throne. His clothing was snow bright, and the hair on his head as white as wool. His throne was flames of fire, with wheels of burning fire. A surging stream of fire flowed out from where he sat. Thousands upon thousands were ministering to him, and myriads upon myriads attended him. The court was convened, and the books were opened. I watched then, from the first of the arrogant words which the horn spoke, until the beast was slain, and its body thrown into the fire to be burnt up. The other beasts, which also lost their dominion, were granted a prolongation of life for a time and a season. As the visions during the night continued, I saw one like a son of man coming on the clouds of heaven. When he reached the Ancient One and was presented before him, he received dominion, glory, and kingship. Nations and peoples of every language serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not be taken away. His kingship shall not be destroyed. I, Daniel, found my spirit anguished within its sheath of flesh, and I was terrified by the visions of my mind. I approached one of those present and asked him what all this meant in truth. In answer, he made known to me the meaning of the things. These four great beasts stand for four kingdoms which shall arise on the earth, but the holy ones of the Most High shall receive the kingship to possess it forever and ever. But I wished to make certain about the fourth beast, so very terrible and different from the others, devouring and crushing with its iron teeth and bronze claws, and trampling with its feet what was left. About the ten horns on its head, and the other one that sprang up, before which three horns fell, about the horn with the eyes and the mouth that spoke arrogantly, which appeared greater than its fellows. For as I watched, that horn made war against the holy ones and was victorious, until the Ancient One arrived. Judgment was pronounced in favor of the holy ones of the Most High, and the time came when the holy ones possessed the kingdom. He answered me thus, "The fourth beast shall be a fourth kingdom on earth different from all the others. It shall devour the whole earth, beat it down, and crush it. The ten horns shall be ten kings rising out of that kingdom, and others shall rise up after them, different from those before him, who shall lay low three kings. He shall speak against the Most High, and oppress the holy ones of the Most High, thinking to change the feast days and the law. They shall be handed over to him for a year, 2 years, and a half year. But when the court is convened, and his power is taken away by final and absolute destruction, then the kingship and dominion and majesty of all the kingdoms under the heavens shall be given to the holy people of the Most High, whose kingdom shall be everlasting. All dominions shall serve and obey him." The report concluded, I, Daniel, was greatly terrified by my thoughts, and my face blanched, but I kept the matter to myself.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and joy-filled hope to all. We praise you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord and Creator, King of heaven, God the Father Almighty, Lord God, only Son, Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son and Word of the Father, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sin of the world, hear us and receive our prayer. You are seated in glory at the right hand of your Father. Forgive us and have mercy on us. For you alone are holy. You alone are the Lord Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. At all times and all the days of our lives, we worship you and praise your holy and blessed name, which is and has been from age to age. Blessed are you, Lord Almighty, God of our fathers. May your name be glorified, praised, and exalted forever. To you be glory, praise, and exaltation, God of all, Father of truth, with the only Son and the living and Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
O God, you are before all ages and exist from age to age. You are resplendent and glorified in unsearchable light. Through your word, you bring forth light and give us a new day. O radiant day and source of all light, we glorify you, adore you, and offer you praise night and day. Accept our praise and answer our prayer. Send us your abundant blessings through the mercy of your Christ. To him with you and the Holy Spirit be glory, honor, and power, now and forever. Amen.